Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
I like them nasty. Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick and some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw.
She got that wet, wet, certified.
Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Tastes like that act and a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ada ass, Kevin Gay.
Know what I like.
I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of this shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty.
It's the operating room. I am the doctor. Happy Sunday, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us today. I think we're going to have an awesome episode. Guess who's in the building? Mo Fade is in the building. Mo Fade, say what's up.
What up, what up, what up, though?
What up, though? Lolo's in the building. Lolo, say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. And today's special guest is actually my little cousin. Miss Anderson is in the building. She says she is the head bitch in charge, HBIC. Right. Say what's up, Miss Anderson.
What's up, bitches?
This is gonna be a live show. I can feel it in my Can y'all feel it? Shit. All right, today's topic. We're talking the dickological clock, and I'm gonna explain it and some more shit today.
Thank God, because I was confused.
You was confused? Were you confused about it?
Wait till Sunday.
Just wait. You just gotta listen. It sounds good though, right? The dickological clock. What y'all think that is? Make sure you guys give us a call. I'm taking live calls today. The dickological clock. What are you guys thinking that is? 314-441-5155. And the Tweezy back there bouncing his head. What do you think the dickological clock is? He like, I don't even know. He like, I don't even know. All right, Miss Anderson. Thank you so much for being here. I'm super happy. We talked about this for a while.
Yes, we did.
And she was ready. And I said, oh, you know what? The family is definitely going to shun us after tonight, is what I was thinking. That's right. That's how you feel? Okay. So, all right, shout out to Grandpa Grady. Listen, don't blame me for anything. This was really her idea, and we'll talk about that later. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
The blame is finally on somebody else.
On somebody else. It's normally
it's a good Sunday.
It's normally Lolo that I blame, but Today.
No. The Lord is at work.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We turning up, though, today. But we're going to play some games with the guests. Let's get that out the way. Let's get to know her, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to play some games, HBIC. You ready?
Yeah, they nasty games.
They nasty games. We like it. Wait a minute. Let me hear this song. They said we like them nasty. Real nasty. He ain't say kind of nasty. Sort of nasty. Nope.
It was doubled up. He was like, he said it nasty.
He said it twice.
I'm innocent.
Oh, my word.
Word, okay.
That's right. Don't believe this. I don't know. All right. So the first thing we're going to play is Make Me Choose. These are the rules to the game. I'm going to give you two words or phrases. First of all, stop looking so scared. Look at her, y'all. Just look at her. What's up, Paulette? What's up, Lucretia? Look at her. She all nervous. Just relax. Everybody out there, just relax. We're going to play Make Me Choose.
Take a shot.
All right. I'm going to give you a word or phrase. Well, I'm going to give you two words or phrases. You got to pick one. The thing that you do not pick, you can never have it again. So you have to pick the one you really want. You guys understand out there?
So we're going to do a quick test run. Crab rack roll or egg rolls? You gonna say
which one you want the most? Cause you can't have the other one no more.
All right,
you get it? Yeah. Peanut butter or jelly? You gotta pick the one you really want.
Also, I wanted the answer to that question because I judge people on their Chinese appetizers.
Going to get the gavel.
You gonna get the gavel? You
so you
get
got
the
like 4 or 5 seconds max. So you gotta be quick with it. And quick with it. Okay. That's a double entendre with play on words. I'm really proud of myself.
He's
quick with it and quick with it.
Okay.
That was actually pretty good. That was good. You understand the rules of the game?
Yes, I do.
All right. Dolo, you ready with the gavel?
Ready.
All right, you don't want to get gaveled. If you get gaveled, you kind of means you're losing now.
You're missing a point.
Yeah. You got to go fast.
Oh, shit.
And it's not a lot of questions, so you missed like 3 points. You failed the test.
Oh, you kind of did.
Right.
It's
you
like
don't
a
know
70.
What you want.
You don't have no idea, and this ain't going good. All right. All right, HBIC. You ready to play?
Let's go.
Lolo, you ready with the gavel?
Ready.
You guys ready out there? All right. Sports car or a truck?
Truck.
Dick or head?
Head.
Beach or the snow?
Snow.
Missionary or doggy style?
Missionary.
Game night or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
High heels or tennis shoes on?
Tennis shoes.
Eating the groceries or sucking the toes? Which one would you prefer your partner to do to you?
Toes.
Online dating. Wait a minute. You sure we related, bitch? Online dating or men in person?
Men in person.
I mean, meeting in person. Okay. Chicken or fish?
Chicken.
White or dark liquor?
Dark.
Thumb in the butt or no thumb in the butt?
Yes.
Sex in the kitchen or the bathroom?
Anywhere.
Oh, that's my cousin. What you got to gamble with? That was wrong. It was right, but it was wrong. Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Cardi B.
Would you rather sleep with a virgin or a hoe?
A hoe.
Creamer or squirter?
Creamer.
All right. That's all the right. Game. That she knew what she was going to be pretty quick with it. I heard some things that made me a little nervous, and I thought to myself, ooh, Lord.
What's smart, cuz?
My grandma is rolling over her grave thinking that's about right. You'd rather have missionary than doggy style. That's what I thought.
I think that's kind of played out.
Do you think doggy style is?
I see your face.
You want to see? Oh. That sound more like a love.
What bitch you thinking about right now when you know
you
I can't
look
see
in your
you.
Eyes.
I can't see your face.
Oh, okay. I see that. All right.
I want to hear your mom while I'm throwing this
okay,
ass
I
back.
Wanna- See, I can't hear it if I'm in. I can't hear it if I'm touching around.
Yeah,
I
want to
hear it.
You
want to
hear it?
Having their eyes closed the whole time and shit.
It get hot in there. I don't want your sweat dripping. Just I'm going to throw shit back.
Throw that ass, little bitch. Your mom says call her.
That's interesting.
First of all, and this is my auntie. Like, really?
To her, I'm going to really? Call her when I get...
Tell her to
air.
Call me.
Not on
trying
air.
To get off of this.
Oh, yeah, you can't, Joe. You can't be on
get
her.
Off her.
You can't be on her. You got to get off today, Joanne, all right? I told her. I did what you said. You got to get off. She don't want you. Don't force this, okay? That is too funny. Tell her to call me.
Call me.
Right now.
In the middle of the show.
Commercial break.
Can you call up her? No, that might be embarrassing. It's going to be on the air. We're not going to do this. No. All right. We got one more game. This one is a little quicker because I only got a couple. And this one is called Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It. Lolo, explain the rules to the game.
So you will have your options and you have to say if you like it, love it, or gotta have it. So it's like, even if it's a no, mm-hmm. you got to be like, I like it because it's no-no. Right. So it's in your least favorite, but if you got to have it, like it, love it, I got to have it. All right.
Those are the only three choices you can respond. Those are the only three ways you can respond. Like it, love it, or gotta have it. You understand the rules to the game?
That's right.
Lolo, you ready with the gavel?
Ready.
All right. Car sex.
Love it.
Date night.
Love it.
Lingerie on.
Like it.
Going to the strip club with your mate.
Like it.
Food in the bedroom.
Love it.
Tongue kissing.
Gotta have it.
Eating the groceries.
Like it.
Choking and pulling hair.
Love it.
BDSM. Bondage.
Tied up. Whips. Like it.
She like, what the fuck like this bitch on?
BDSM. Bi-state. Metro developmental agency.
We asking you. Oh, I should have turned the camera.
What's the safe word?
Right, right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh man, this is, you guys are so funny. Okay, that's really all I had. I'm gonna have to get some more on them.
She did,
you
did good.
She did. She knew what it is.
She wore that on her face. Like, she was like, oh,
I don't want my ass whooped.
She was making her faces. So we was like, oh my, okay.
She heard Kanye voice. Slavery sounded like a choice.
She like, not at all. All right, you guys make sure you guys call in. If you have any questions, if you want to talk about the topic, if you want to discuss something, if you want to ask the head bitch in charge the question, that's her. That's what she said. Just call. 314-441-5155. I'm going to actually jump into the throwback of the day because our guest today was turning up to it right before we started. So I said, oh, okay. I'm going to play it for you. So that's what we're going to do. We'll be back. You guys make sure you stay tuned and make sure you share this live. It's the operating room. I am the doctor.
Girl, you're working with some ass, eh? Your bad, eh? Make a nigga spend his cash, eh? His last, eh? Holds round when you pass, eh? They mad, eh? You can ride in the Jag, eh? With that, eh? You can smoke up by your bag, eh? Aggress, eh? Got money, I can pass, eh? And trash, eh? I'm a big time a nigga, yeah. Pull the trigger, yeah. I play a hater flipper, yeah. Great filler, yeah. I'm slinging bulls, yeah. Out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a nigga screaming long, yeah. On the hard, yeah. A smooth little buzz, yeah. Trick, yeah, on the dick, yeah. Claiming you want a bitch, yeah. That ain't shit, yeah. The nigga with the money, yeah. Doing that plenty, yeah. Got birds and I'm running, yeah. About a 100, yeah. Girl, you look good, want you back that ass up. You's a fine motherfucker, want you back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good, want you back that ass up. You's a fine motherfucker, want you back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, we'll
crank it up, then stop. Now what, dropping like a sack, not dropping like a side, dropping like a side. CMB, make you drop it like a side, 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 drop it like a side.
He said we didn't pay for the extended version. Everybody take a shot. Three shots in the building. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. Today we're talking about the dickological clock, guys. This is a very, very exciting topic for me. So I'm going to be very, very excited when we talk about it. But first we're going to talk about finger penises.
Oh.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Them sound like dog dicks is what I call them.
Finger penises. This is what we're going to talk about. Charlamagne the God was getting educated on this, and I said, this is a really, really good topic.
By his mate, I'm sure.
Nothing.
I don't like Charlamagne. Go ahead.
Just relax.
Personal beef.
That's a low blow.
Just relax. All right. Finger penises. They're basically just long, skinny penises. Pencil dicks. Basically, that's it.
Can't touch a wall. This can't.
It's just nothing. Like, you probably can ride to the death of you and still not feel anything. And that's where the issue lies.
Poking you to the back.
Yeah. That's where the issue lies. Now, we know that men, they have no control over the size or the length of their penis or anything like this. We know that. So here's the thing. We have to figure out and try different things in order to make sure that you're satisfying or pleasing your mate, no matter what your dick circumference is, right? Makes sense. That's what I'm thinking.
It does. And you know what? Honestly, this reduces female hoe levels, because y'all normally just go out and fuck somebody else. But I'm sorry, that's personal. But like, real shit though, the fact is, y'all would actually like for women to be like, yo, I crack your face open. It's cool that women are like, yo, I want this with my partner.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most beautiful, intimate things.
Pencil dick with my partner?
No. I want to have sex with my partner, so much so to the point where...
Oh, yeah, because everybody has a preference. Everybody doesn't like a big, thick penis.
I do.
Right. Well, I'm not everybody. But some people just prefer.
My name begins with the E.
I like mine.
Because they don't like to take so much or be so full. But
and sometimes it's harder to have an orgasm if the penis is real large, because it's bypassing the G-spot. So you're having less orgasms. So sometimes, I mean, to each his own. Some women don't like big penises. I'm not one of them.
But I'm looking for a curve in mine.
Definitely looking for a curve. I was just about to try to find one, but yeah, definitely. It's you have to please your mate anyway, basically, is what we're saying.
Yes.
So let's figure out some ways that pencil dick or a finger dick can make this happen. Lolo, any suggestions for men with pencil dicks? They call finger penises.
I would say find someone that prefers it.
Is it like a finger penis website that
you
can look up?
You never know.
Hey, yo, everything's a thing. Everything's a
Tweezy,
thing.
Tweezy, I need some help. Wait, I'm going to make a website. I'm not kidding. Tweezy, write that down. We're going to make a website, and it's going to be...
I think finger penis domain might be gone, so you might have to go like .net.
Okay. Maybe. We're going to figure that out. Put that on the
sheets. I would say for the finger penises, don't think you have to go so fast.
They have... No. They almost have to.
But
that's the only way they're going to feel it.
Like, it's like a rabbit. Dog fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like a little... They're like a little pink. You know, don't let me... Animals freaky. But you know how to do a dog's being
animals are
real
freaky.
Fast.
But no.
But that's what they look like. But it's like when you go so fast, it's like you're almost killing the back of the vagina.
The cervix.
Yeah, like just calm down. Like you don't know, like that little stick rubbing the side of the wall might do something.
The little stick. Don't say it to him like that though.
Oh no,
but
you can't get in my bed with that.
The little stick, the finger penis. But no, they almost have to. That's almost the only way that the female is going to feel anything. If they try to slow stroke, if you slow stroke with a pencil, if you slow stroking with a pinky, that's not going to work. it's not, I'm not gonna feel it. You finna get angry because now I'm angry. So we gonna be angry together. HBIC, you would talk to us about this finger penis and what you think. You wouldn't deal with the finger penis?
Mm-mm. Go to another bitch.
You just, she said, let me help you find another girlfriend because this is not going
to
work.
About to call your ass an Uber, I got somewhere to be.
This ain't going to work.
I'm finna go somewhere right now. That wasn't one of the choices on the games, but you said finger penis is a no-no.
That's absolutely right.
All right. She said no finger penises. Well,
yes, the fuck I don't.
Hell no, I do. Right. He said absolutely no. What's up? Oh, Patricia, for watching. Carlos McClure, thank you for watching. Lucretia Winston, thank you for watching, guys. Make sure you share this live. We are talking about the dickological clock today. So I'm super excited about that. We're not that excited about finger penises, but we definitely want you to learn how to use it. And I think that's my whole point. I'm going to wrap it up with saying that. Whatever your penis size, whatever the shape, whatever the length, if you have a big, thick curve, call me. Whatever it is, we want you to know how to use it. We simply just want you to know how to use your tools. That's all we're saying.
Suggestion real quick for the short, fat ones. She sent me a picture. Don't, yeah, picture got mandatory.
She sent me a picture. A picture
is mandatory. And you have to stand against the wall so I can see how it looks with the lift.
She want to see the shadow? Is that what we're looking at to make sure?
No, I need to see how you, like, at the base, what's it, the lining of the door, you stand in the little, where you walk through. You lean across the door and let me see how far your
nigga
goes out of this from the
wall. I have to check the protractor to see the actual yaw. That's the real
line. Make a line. Mark your wall. Like,
okay, when are you coming over?
Right. You know, I was just about to cook.
But you short, little chunky things out there.
They call those chodes.
Don't chokes? Long stroke. Those are not for y'all.
Chokes?
Yeah, the
chokes.
Little short chokes. H-O-A-B. The little chub chokes.
Short, thick.
Yeah.
Chode.
Chub chokes.
Jesus Christ. This is an educational hub. We're trying to teach you guys the terminologies. We're just learning here. That's all right. That's
or cool. From the back.
From the back is difficult. If HBIC your penis is
missionary. So she said missionary. So yes. That's y'all's. Y'all's missionary.
Yeah. If you have a smaller penis.
But if it's like an ass blocking you, dog, just got to.
Missionary.
Yeah.
That's
very
why.
Much, like that's your shit. Utilize the fuck out of it.
And you. Meet to meet. Don't move back. Don't move back.
Don't move at all. Shit, if it's little, don't move at all. Well, short, rather.
Wiggle your hips.
This is an educational hub, and we're just trying to teach you guys. That's it. All. If you have any suggestions with guys with chubs, chores, what they call them?
Chodes.
Small, short, thick penises. If you have a finger penis that's long and skinny, call us. Let us know how you work it. Let us know the best positions that you utilize because this is an educational hook.
Cock rings. It just hit me.
Cock ring. That could possibly work, but probably not. And
it's
going
to slide right off that pistol.
The cock ring is going to be on the bed if you try. But no, really, call us 314-441-5155. If you guys just want to talk to us live, just call us. We're talking finger penises, dickological clocks, and chubbers.
Chodes.
What is a chirber?
I don't know. We're talking chodes, guys. All right.
Are we?
Also, make sure you guys purchase a calm towel. Right? If you guys want to get a calm towel, make sure you guys inbox me or email me. I don't know. Ebony the Doctor, find me. If you don't find me, you ain't fucking looking hard enough, right?
That's right.
So make sure you guys email the doctor at theoperatingrooment.com. Inbox me at Ebony the Doctor. Hit me up on Instagram, the operating room. It's all operating room. It's all doctor shit. We dissecting shit. We fixing shit. When you go into an operating room, you come back out different, better. You've been operated on, right? And that's all we're trying to do.
Freakier.
This is freakier. This is an education.
That sounds like malpractice.
We're gonna get sued. I came out. I went in for a surgery. Came out and was the operation.
My nigga, I was pregnant as fuck. Freakier. I have no idea what happened.
But that's exactly what I want. I want you guys to leave here freakier.
Word.
No, I want you to listen to this and be freakier with your mate. That's exactly what I want to happen, actually.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Turn up. All right. Let's move on. I ain't going to scare y'all with this question, but this is a good question. And I do not have my resource, so pardon me. But this was interesting. So I want you guys to listen to this, and I want you guys to actually just think about the answer. I'm gonna ask all you guys. What is the most attractive thing about you? What would the opposite sex say? What would somebody you meet or your mate, what would they say would be the most attractive feature about you or thing about you? Let's go around the room. HBIC, you're our guest today. Turn up. What would your mate say? What would you say? Let's put it that. What would you say?
Like, what gets the most attention?
My attitude.
Your attitude? Okay.
I don't take no shit from nobody.
Your attitude. She said the most attractive thing is that she's a badass.
Yes.
All right. Lolo, what's the most attractive thing about you, to you?
Dang, you switched the question up. My brain was on the way.
You gotta be ready. You say you gonna gamble yourself or no?
Or no.
I get it. I get it.
Okay, what's the most attractive thing about you, to you?
I would say my smile.
All right, turn up.
Especially when I'm flirting.
Okay. She said, hey. Belly in the building. What's up, Belly?
Your skin. You have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
Chocolate skin.
Beautiful chocolate goddess. Appreciate it. No faded. What is the most attractive thing about you, to you?
First and foremost, if you haven't been graced with my presence, you don't know the power of my eyes. So, yes, physically, it's my eyes. But after you get to know me, I think my softer side is what pulls in the opposite sex all the time. And they don't stay, like, short term. All of them be like, oh, my God, you love me forever. And I was like, bitch, I never said that once.
Okay. He said, I didn't even try to say that. Tweezy, in the back, really quick. What's the most attractive thing about you? You know what? Think about it now, because I just asked you, damn it.
My Bob Marley rosary. We pray to him every night.
It's like, you know what? I never really thought about this. Never really heard this before. Okay, energy.
I
don't know physically. No, that's okay. So I was reading this thing, and I'm going to be honest, I can't find a resource, so I don't know whatever I was reading it on. But sometimes, you know, my thumb gets to going, and I'm scrolling, and I'm reading, and I'm trying to research things and pick it up on topics. So if I hear somebody say something, I'm like, oh, that'll be interesting. Let's talk about that. There was this article online that says the most attractive thing that you believe, basically about yourself, your mate don't even consider it. They don't think that's what it is at all. So it's like I don't know if we narcissists or we vain, like we'll be like, oh, it's my smile or it's my boobs or oh, he like this ass. And they be like, bitch, you got all your teeth.
It's contextual though.
You got all your teeth and your edges, and that's what I saw in you. I never even looked at your goddamn ass.
It was like with us building ourselves up, we find something we love about us, but we love something about somebody else, which draws to us. So what I like, they might not like.
Yeah.
And I think contextually, once you see somebody enough, you start to look for other things that initially you never even knew you were attracted to.
Or not even necessarily look for them, but you start seeing them.
You just start seeing it, yeah.
People more. And you like,
that's what I think. It's a contextual thing.
You raised puppies?
Right.
Like, oh, you found abandoned kids on the west side and you adopted them?
Abandoned kids.
But it's like things you wouldn't have known before.
On Page and Hodamont.
So you were out there with the strippers. The prostitution. That's what it is. It's prostitution.
Streetwalkers.
But I thought that to myself, and I said, oh, I just want to ask somebody. Like, just go back just to ask two exes. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I just got one fucking question. Yes, right. You can keep the microwave. But, bitch, what was it that drawed you to me? I really just want to know. I don't know, because, like, I think about when I was younger, I was kind of crazy. So I'm not sure. Like, and I was literally, like, the most important relationships I've had in my life, I literally turned them down so many times. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me the fuck alone. And I end up talking to them and falling in love. So it's like, what was it about me?
I know. That's why I feel like the younger me, shit was crazy. I like niggas how the way they looked. I'm 26 now. I don't give a fuck about that shit now. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I look for a nigga that give a fuck. Yeah. Nigga that take care of their fucking kids. A nigga that like to work.
Yeah.
Pay bills.
I like a good father. Not on nights where I want to see him and he got the kids. But other than that,
yeah,
I
that
like
was
a
that
good
was
3 weeks
ago. I remember that. I remember the fuck out of that.
Do you have insurance? Is the question. Okay. We getting old. Can I use your AARP card in the future? Right.
Like, front or back? Like, which way do you wipe?
I mean health insurance. 401k life insurance.
Come on, regular shit.
Retirement plan. Do you have any of these things?
AARP, yes. That's a little too old.
I love right being here, dog, because y'all be naming all shit. And I'm like, they talking about me, Jesus.
It's me, Jesus. All right, just say that. All right, everybody, at home, make sure you guys share this live and take a shot. I am so happy you guys are here. We're going to take a quick break, so I'm going to play some music. Make sure you share the live. Okay, we'll be right back. We're talking a Dickological Clock coming up soon.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Hey, to them.
Hello, and you're listening to The Operating Room each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Tell everybody. And go listen at mycitymymusic.com.
Yeah. RPG, CBE. I'm God. Key Rivers. Rico. Matt.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop. Make it pop. No, don't stop. No, I like this shit a lot.
I like it a lot.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
No, don't stop. No, I like this shit a lot.
I like it a lot.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop. You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
No, don't stop. Make it pop. Just like this Glock.
Like this Glock.
I got that bag. Tip her
if she bad.
Scrape up them ones. Make them bitches mad.
Bitches,
going off the Henny, put that booty on my Louis.
On my Louis.
In the Ville,
yeah.
Trying to make a move.
Make a move.
I got the drip, all the freaks want the key.
They want the key.
I'm not cheap, I blew 20,000 this week.
Yeah.
Designer stepping up in Onyx with a diamond. 5,000 ones, got no Lakiki shining. Got niggas capping,
yeah.
Lakiki
make it happen.
I fuck with shooters and them niggas that be jacking. You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
No, don't stop.
No,
I like this shit a lot.
I like it a lot.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
No, don't stop.
No,
I like this shit a lot.
I like it a lot.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop. You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
You want this guap?
Make
that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
She want this guap? She want this cash? Then throw that
in.
I'm Big Rico. I'm in the vid with all them bands.
She
pop his pussy. I swear to God, she do no hands. I call up Kiki, I call up Weez, let's get it in. We get them ones, we get them bottles, you know I'm gonna throttle. I'm making them move, I'm feeling so groovy, I'm feeling like Austin Powell. I pop her eggs, I'm feeling so good, I might just a fuck on a model. She shaking that ass, she shaking them tits, I'm telling them bitches don't bother. I'm getting cash, why you get mad? Nigga, don't look at my bag. My diamonds, they dance, my throwing her cash, them bitches, they looking like damn. I come with them shooters, you know they gon' do ya. I fuck up the club, them bitches acknowledge, you know I just came with my thug. You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
No, don't stop.
No,
I like this shit a lot.
I like it a lot.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
No, don't stop.
No,
I like this shit a lot.
I like it a lot.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
You want this guap? Make that pussy pop.
Make it pop.
Shit. Yeah, I'm in my bag, but I'm in his too. And that's why every time you see me, I got some new shoes.
Look, bitch, I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he gon' sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a holler. Bitch, I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he gon' sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get offended. He know he giving his money to Megan. He know it's very expensive to date me. Told him go put my name on it to come, because when I need money, I ain't trying to holler. He know he giving his money to Megan. He know it's very expensive to date me. Told him go put my name on it to come, because when I need money, I ain't tryna wait.
I can't be fucked
with? Nope. Ho, you can't touch this. Hey, bitch, I do rich shit. Huh. My money thick. Hey, hey. Walk with a limp, limp. Huh. I'm on some pimp shit. Hey, he say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash shit. Huh. I'm in my bag, bitch. Huh. I'm on your ass, bitch. Huh. I'm in that new shit. You on that last year? Huh. Bitch, I do pimp shit. Huh. Ho, you on simp shit. Hey, he say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash shit.
You know how these bitches love me? Why? Cause baby don't give a fuck.
What you do?
I be fixing the weed while she sucking my dick. Pull it out, then I titty fuck. I fuck up from the back and she nasty, killing her. No, I give it up.
Yeah,
I be cool on a bitch, ain't no pressure. Till I met this little freak, I named Maggie. The little thing is style. Look how she walk, look how she talk, she sexy. I like when they pretty and ghetto. Type of bitch that don't even say hello. And whenever we fuck, she be fucking me back. Put her in the headlight with my elbow. Now she done reversed. Got a bone and dick and ride this shit like a Camaro.
I can't be fucked with, nope. Ho, you can't touch this. Ay, bitch, I do rich shit. Huh, my money thick, thick. Ay, walk with a limp, limp, huh? I'm on some pimp shit, ay. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, huh? I'm in my bag, bitch, huh? I'm on your ass, bitch, huh? I'm in that new shit. You on that last year, huh? Bitch, I do pimp shit, huh? Ho, you on simp shit, ay. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, ay. Look, I don't be stressing by none of these niggas. When they be talking, I don't even listen. Telling me secrets, I probably forget it. But I'ma tune in when he say he gon' lick it. He told him send me a pic cause he missed me. I told him send me a stack if he really. I don't be trusting these tricks cause they tricky. Send him a pic of somebody else titties. I'm a finesse and I'm a fly dresser. Move to the top floor and flew in my dresser. My bitches hustle, make money together. Yo bitches birds and they flocking together. I can't decide if I want the new Louis. Dapper Daniela, I'm always in Gucci. Yo mama don't bring your dad to the mall. Cause when he be in there, she know he be choosing.
I can't be fucked with, nope.
Ho, you can't touch this. Hey, bitch, I do rich shit, huh. My money thick, thick. Ay, walk with a limp, limp, huh? I'm on some pimp shit, ay. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, huh? I'm in my bag, bitch, huh? I'm on your ass, bitch, huh? I'm in that new shit. You on that last year, huh? Bitch, I do pimp shit, huh? Ho, you on simp shit, ay. He say you all about money, yeah.
I'm on that cash shit, ay.
What up, gang, gang? It's your girl, Baby Dandres, and you are now tuning into The Operating Room. Let's turn up, y'all.
Yeah. Turn the beat up a little bit. Yeah.
Red Dead, I'm so fucking bumping, bro.
Show the fuck, yeah. All forever, man. This me one more time. Mama vacay for a month.
Gone.
Rude boy, take their face off. Fuck they 30. Get this pump. Drop that load on Goddess up in Hyde Park. He got lunch.
Bro, bro.
Q stuck in the trap. Don't need a plug. Fuck a front.
Stuck.
EYG or bro, bro. Hey, you tripping? What my runs? Bounce that ass. If you want my money, shake the joint. Show that pussy. Damn that pussy pink. That's the joint. Nerves bad. Bitches always bitching. Hit the blunt. Sliding in the runner. No surrender. But I don't. Pull up on this odd bitch in the east, we smoke a skunk.
Blow this.
She said, babe, come dig me. I said, hold up with my gun. Damn, she wanna mingle, eat me dingo, greet the John. Her sister wanna play her, cue her richer, bitch, which one?
Pick.
Host up all the flaws and like you faithful, that's a front. Essick in my roller, changing colors, fruity punch. Book a session, say I roll them woods, fat blunts.
Gone.
Getting money now, so I'm good, I can stunt.
I'm good.
Bitch, keep it 100, I been bumping from the jump.
CV.
Ay, this on my daughter, play a person, murder one. I don't play with people, fuck them all, that's number one.
Facts.
Juju point that beam, now he gone, ruled off. Slide the city, Drake out the window, doze off. Tired of drinking lean, Billy big, dozed off. Dead to the robbers, I can't smell them, nose off.
No.
If you getting money, bitches freaking, clothes off.
Hey.
You ain't got that begging when I pull up, shows off.
Fuck you.
Got lil' bruh hit me.
What he do?
He drove off. Damn, I'm hitting rapper weed.
Damn.
Moonwalk, road rage, rush you old case. I ain't picking up no clippers, them my old days. She said, Boog, I want some money. I said, no, Tay.
I said,
babe, I want some money. She said, okay.
She said, okay. Hey,
hey. Yeah. Hey, little bitch, you like that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. That's all we got today. It's the operating room. I am the doctor. At least that's what they told me. I'm not sure. Maybe the rumors are true. Maybe I'm a virgin. You really never know, right?
No. Definitely the doctor.
Wait a minute.
100%.
You got to call and find out, you know? Call. Leave me a message. 314-441-5155 is the number. Or you can email me, doctor@theoperatingrooment.com. Or you can ask me anything. AMA, right? If you guys want to know, make sure you share this live and tune in every Sunday night at 8 p.m. We're going to end with the dickological clock, the topic of the night. So you know how women have a biological clock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we also have a dickological clock. You know that little spidey sense, that tingle you get? It's like right at the tip of the click. When you're horny, right? We get a little wet. We get a little moist. We get a little excited. But when that motherfucker start thumping, I'm talking about when it's throbbing, when it's thumping, when you want it, you just like, come knock this down. That's the dickological clock. That's your body telling you, you want some dick. You need to be released. You need to let out this fluid. That's what we're talking about today. What are your insights about this dickological clock? Mo Fader, you go first.
I am the least qualified anybody else here could have talked about that.
Well, you go last.
I don't have a vagina.
You don't have a dickological clock, but do y'all have a spidey sense of tingle?
Throbbing.
We know you get hard, but what else happens?
Be throbbing.
Fortunately, we are blessed with a high level of simplicity. So
you simple bastard.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Anything make them
a hard is yeah.
Like, yo.
Achoo.
The Arby's sandwich looking fire right now.
It look like some pussy.
Exactly.
Just ratchet.
Like, oh, Lord. Yo,
we are very simple creatures, very direct to the point. When it's time, we know, y'all know, passersby know. Like,
everyone knows.
Yeah.
All right.
They hide this shit.
Lolo, do you ever get a thump in your vagina? And could this be the dickological clock?
I do. I don't know if every time it means I want some dick. I probably just need to bust a nut. But when I see something or smell something, it can trigger some things that can remind me of some good dick.
Like cologne or like food or
cologne,
like
Fabuloso.
I'm so hungry.
Crispy lining.
You can smell the crispy lining?
No, she's just saying if you see a nice.
Oh, she said smell something.
Cologne, comma.
Non-sexual thing.
Yeah.
That turns you on, basically. Yeah. And that's it. That turns you on.
A good flashback.
Mmm. Hey,
flashback.
Man.
Boy, I swear, it's like you'll start. You'll have the whole orgasm all over.
Oh, just right there. Really? No, that's real. We gonna talk about this.
I'm back and forth in your seat. Like, hold on.
What is he doing right now? Let me just call and get in some trouble.
He's at home with his wife and kids.
No, never, maybe. Never. Never.
No married men.
No. We don't condone.
Yeah, we don't do fucking married men.
We don't do fucking married men at all.
We don't do that type of karma with God.
No,
I don't play this type of fucking game. You get your ass
Jesus, none of them messages. Tyrone, thanks for watching. HVIC. Yeah. What are you thinking about the dickological clock?
I think that's right. I think that clock, when it's throbbing at the front, that mean that cat want that hot dog. Say hot dog because, oh, my family is on.
You guys are scaring us at this point. Get off. Get off. Get off. Jesus Christ.
When she started peeking out,
I'm just going to say that.
She's ready.
You say getting
home. Yeah.
I fucking love you.
She said, woke up this morning, coochie on.
Oh, Lord. Be
poking. She's ready, but that's what the dickological clock is. Your body telling you, that you basically need to release. Well, probably whatever weight it is, if you got a vibrator, that's your spidey sense saying, hey, it's throbbing, it's thumping, it needs to be touched.
Would you stop ruining Marvel for me, please? The new movie about to come out, and you like spidey sense. Every time I go to the fucking movie,
you're like somebody's horny in this motherfucker. That's right. That's right. But we guys just want you to have a really clear and accurate sense that women a lot of times are shunned, but for what? This is so supernatural. Hell yeah, we get horny. We want to be released, like a motherfucking prisoner. Release this motherfucker. She wants to come out.
Demon time.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to make her angry? Like she's a monster, and sometimes she controls us. That's all I'm gonna say. We gonna move on. Lolo, don't you got something to say?
Look, her, just abide by the clock. When that time comes for the dick, just be available.
That's it. And that's normally like a week before the cycle hit. That's when it's ready. I start playing beat the clock, beat Mother Nature. Mm-hmm.
That's usually
rush.
The day after I just got some. That's but right. I feel you.
You should come back over.
But don't make me wait 5 to 7 days.
After, it's right. Too long.
Yeah, like that right there.
Now I gotta
that'll cause some problems.
All this access work.
Because you already got the PMS going on. And then you finna play before I come on?
Hormones and I don't get
wait
no dick.
That's sir. This is not what you are. We'll chop them off a golf.
Yeah. This is enragement. That's when enragement can come in. If you horny, you about to come on, you can't get, you don't have access to the good dick niggas. We not talking about the finger penises. We're talking about when you ain't got access to that top, one of them top tens, and you want it. That's
I pop
enragement.
Up and I tell
yeah.
You, pull your pants down right now.
Yeah, it's enragement.
Yeah, that's, I hope it's consensual.
It don't be sometimes.
After a while, it will be. They can't do once that warm wetness hits their ass.
It's consensual.
Yeah, we don't have that type of ability to be like, when I say it's consensual.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't hand bend over.
This, just do it. Just be like Nike and just do it. That's all we're going to say. Do y'all got y'all spidey senses? Well, I can't say that no more. But your dickological clock is certainly always tick, tick, tick. Don't let it get to tick, 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 boom. Because I'll get enraged. And if you know me, you know I will.
Oh, shit.
I want it and I want it now.
That's wild how, like, man, men and women are not that far apart. We,
at all.
We're all human.
We have the like, same...
Technically, everything does the same shit.
Y'all's are everything. Out, ours is in.
That's the only difference.
And
that's
ours can poke out a little bit. I be seeing some little videos. Like I be like, whoa, that's a pretty
no,
big
they,
vagina.
Yeah, that's,
much comes out of...
Well, it's like a...
Much. That clit be like poking.
Yeah, it's a category
it's
for
like the,
big clit.
When, oh, hard, the, when your clit come out.
Yeah. She said she can't take
the... It look like a muscle.
Well...
Yeah.
muscle.
Yeah. Well, but still, it's the hornier you get, the more it can come out. The hornier you can get, the click will straight down. It will basically be erect as well. Yeah. Basically. Yeah. So, get down
there and do. Like, I don't know why I was aware. I think it was the way he said it, but he was like, dang, look at this motherfucker poking out. Like, just go ahead and suck that motherfucker.
That's it. That's it. Just do it. Handle it. That's it. It poked out, it wants to play with you.
Okay.
It wants to play with you, and you should play with her. And that's all. If you don't know how to play with her, then there's somebody else in the sandbox that does.
Yes.
I guarantee that. Dickological clocks. All right, guys. That's our time for the day. We're going to say goodbye to everyone. HBIC, you got any final thoughts, any questions or concerns? We out for the night. If you just want to give some shout-outs, say goodbye, whatever you want to do, it's your time to shine. You got 10 seconds. Let's go. We're like 30.
So I'm
going to
shout myself out.
That's what's up. Wait a minute. She said shout herself out. Okay. She did say she had a bad attitude at the beginning of this, y'all.
No, I love people. My FC. This is for my FC. I love you, baby. Tiana.
All right. Tiana's watching.
Tiana, I love you, girl.
All right. Excuse me. It's not Corona. Thank you. Lolo's in the building. Lolo, say your goodbyes. Because it's crazy.
I say just make sure... on your dickological clock, it does not include a finger penis. Niggas, you just stick to that time. When she ready, just be available. As we are.
That's it. Be ready. We ready. We
the last
ready.
Thing I want to think about when I'm trying to fuck is Pastor
we
Troy.
Ready.
Hey, you better eat that pussy up.
Hey, we trying to pump y'all up. You better be listening to Pastor
it's
Troy.
It's like getting ready for a game.
Let's go. All right, Mo Payton, what's your final thoughts today?
Final thought is, I guess, shout out to Baby Dandridge. It's only rape when you run, I guess.
Wait, what?
I don't think you ever got to gavel, but you did tonight.
Yeah,
it's gaveling season. It's gaveling season, okay.
That's a good shirt. It's gaveling
season. It's gaveling season. Yeah, that could totally be Lolo's shirt. Yeah, that sounds so cool.
Get that merch out here, dog.
Get that idea. That's what's up. Popping up with good ideas.
Be on standby, I guess.
Turn up.
I'm always on standby. I've been on standby since 87 out this motherfucker.
1987?
Yep, the whole year.
Good night, Mo Payton. Mo Payton got the gavel today. I think I did. I can't even recall.
No, Ashley.
Pre-gavel.
Getting it. Lolo was supposed to get one, but it's in her hand.
So Wait, what was I supposed to do? She didn't gavel herself today?
Shit.
Yeah, see.
This is biased.
The gaveler cannot get gaveled.
Sometimes we have to hold the judge gavel ourselves. That's what we have to do here. Shout out to Tweezy, mycitymymusic.com. I am the doctor. Let me think. The dickological clock. The reason why this talk came up, I probably should have made a call right now. I'm not even sure at this point, really, to be quite honest. Shout out to everybody. Last night, we had our Jenny's alumni reunion at Shade, and we had an awesome, awesome time. We turned up. It was nothing but family vibes in there. I was so excited to see everybody. Some of y'all changed. Some of y'all look the same, and some of y'all look so motherfucking old, I didn't recognize y'all. So if I didn't speak, I apologize, because obviously everyone pretty much knew everybody was in there. Everybody looks so different. And y'all think, no, they could be thinking the same thing about me. I'm not sure, and that's perfectly okay. But if I didn't see you guys, I mean, if I didn't get a chance to speak or didn't take a picture with you guys or something, I apologize. But we had such a good time. There was an incident outside, but in true Jenny's fashion, when I tell you they band together and ran a nigga out the club. Ooh. Because he was not from Jenny's and he was doing some bitch shit, to be quite honest. So he had to go. And that's what we do best. We protect our own. Shout out to the twins. They was there. We had just a really, really good time. It was so super fun. I had a good time. Y'all old as fuck. That's all I wanted to say. Everybody have a good night. Make sure you share this live. Tune in every Sunday night. It's the Operating Room. I am the doctor. Good night, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bring that fat ass over here. I want to get it in my mouth. I want to get it in my mouth. Oh. Your fat ass.
suck on that ass, baby. I gotta suck on that ass, yo. I'm talking, yo, I'm gonna spread the ass apart, get my tongue in your ass, eating on your ass, yo. I'm eating on you, eating on you, eating on your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby, give me your ass, yo, the whole ass. I'm gonna eat it with my tongue and mouth, yo, you gotta do it. Work that ass for daddy.
We back. We gonna leave in a minute, but we back right now. We gonna be talking about virgins one day soon. Where are the virgins? Are there any virgins? How old are these virgins? What do you guys do to be satisfied sexually? Do you just take it out your men? I need some virgins to call me. I really need to talk to you guys. And this is not even a joke. It sounds funny to me, but I need to know, why are you a virgin? Like, if you're an adult, you clearly get sexual arousement, right?
Urges.
That's not like purge. The purge. It's no. Like an urge. The urge is kind of like the purge, because you want to kill a motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. So if you're a virgin, please email me. I just want to talk to you. If you feel comfortable, come on the show. If not, call. You can be anonymous. We not going to say nothing. Shh. We going to keep it a secret. Kind of like the way y'all daddy kept y'all other sister's secret. We going to keep it a secret, okay?
Yeah,
we going to keep it a secret. I like secrets. I don't like them, but I'll keep them. That's all I'm saying. But we want to talk to the virgins. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Have a good night. Bye.
Real good. Gotta work that ass for daddy.
You gotta work that ass for daddy. Work that ass for daddy when ya.
That's the juice, baby, yo, I feel the juice in my mouth, yo, the juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby, yo, pulp free, hell no, I need the pulp, need a whole bunch of pulp in that goddamn ass, yo, get on top of me, I see you, you're on top of me, I can't even see the rest of your body, your ass is fat, then you're sitting down, baby, on my face, I'm sucking your pussy and your ass in the same place, you gotta work that ass for daddy,
oh.
Ass is mine, bitch. Your ass is mine. Gonna suck on it. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work it, baby. Gotta work it good. Love the ass. Gotta work that ass for daddy. You gotta work that ass. Please, one time. Gotta. I need it in my life, gotta
You weren't made for just one thing. You're here to do more, give more, and be more every single day. That kind of powerful, relentless drive needs a go-to hydration partner, and Body Armor Sport Water is here to help you make it all happen. With an alkaline pH 9+ and proprietary electrolyte formula, Body Armor Sport Water is the perfect choice to hydrate you all day long so you can do more, give more, and be more. Body Armor Sport Water, made for more. You can find Body Armor Sport Water at your local Hy-Vee 10 for $10.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more bling for less cha-ching on jewelry. You can get more because you save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.